Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is getting worse. Russia launched more airstrikes today on a city that's already been under siege for weeks. Officials in Mariupol say 160,000 residents are still trapped and have no power, heat, water, or medicine. Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Russia of war crimes and the United Nations' inability to do anything about it.
The UN Security Council exists, and security in the world doesn't, for anyone. This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
The Israeli government lost its majority in the Knesset today when the coalition whip from Prime Minister Bennett's Yemenah party announced she was joining the opposition. Bennett was clearly shaken up, only hearing about the move in the media. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Special Counsel John Durham charges in a new filing Hillary Clinton's campaign. Its lawyer and a tech executive took part in a joint venture to gather and spread misinformation about Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy on Fox News.
The reason that this may advance the ball for the prosecution in a meaningful way is it's almost like a transcript. It's a written statement by the person who is accused of making a false statement to the FBI, which contains the essence of what the government says the deception is.
This is a huge development and was made in a 48-page motion filed late Monday, arguing for the admission of additional evidence ahead of the Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman's pending trial for allegedly lying to the FBI. Over 25,000 people are expected at the Miami Beach Convention Center today through Saturday for Bitcoin 2022. The event is billed as the world's largest Bitcoin gathering. Hundreds of speakers will discuss the latest crypto trends. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida was questioning the FBI about Hunter Biden's laptop, and like the White House, no one in power wants to talk about the incriminating evidence against the Biden family, or how this could compromise the president with communist China.
You are the assistant director of FBI Cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Has FBI Cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country? I mean, Hunter Biden's password on his laptop was Hunter02. He drops it off at a repair store. I'm holding the receipt from Max Computer Repair, where in December 2019, they turned over this laptop to the FBI. And what now you're telling me right here is that as the assistant director of FBI Cyber, you don't know where this is after it was turned over to you 3 years ago.
Yes, sir, that's an accurate statement.
New emails released Wednesday reveal President Biden in 2017 wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of a Chinese executive who did business with Hunter Biden. The president has repeatedly denied discussing Hunter's business ventures with his son, and this email points out the president's statement is not completely honest. Weather will affect millions of Americans today. Tornadoes and heavy rain will be in the southeast. Hot, hot weather will be out west in California, Arizona, and Nevada. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You might add the world on top of that. Boy, doing all we can. We appreciate the international reach this radio show has as well. Thank you for joining in. Good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, but like you and the rest of the world, very sad to see the pictures coming out of Ukraine. Voltaire said it right: those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. This is what's happening with Putin's Russia. Thank God the Russian people are not necessarily falling suit, and I salute their courage as well. Because for them to question government, which is an inherent principle of all humanity, the payment is up to 20 years of incarceration and retraining, Rick. That's just Russia alone. Now, Putin has become a pariah. Now there's, with this video and the evidence that we're seeing here, it is so disgusting, and that's an understatement. It is far more severe than that, to the point that people around the world are calling him a war criminal. And I mean, if something isn't done with some sense of immediacy, Rick, I think this really opens up more opportunity for him to push the magic button.
Yeah, it's one of the circumstances where we look at it and we say, how in the 21st century, how can people be so kind of inhumane to each other, and how does this all work? And I was never in the military, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know the circumstances that anybody faces at any time and all that. What I do know is when what appears to be just carnage, civilian carnage, is heartrending. It's actually heartrending. And we know that, one of the reasons that Putin kind of was able to do some of the stuff he was able to do was because he had a nuclear threat. He not only had an energy threat, he had a nuclear threat. And escalating things to nuclear was really not an option. And, mm-hmm. But he's still a nuclear threat. And, I think the lesson that we learn is we can't allow countries like Iran to become nuclear threats. We can't allow people who have a history of being
exactly
inhumane to their own populations and promising mm-hmm. to genocide against other populations to have the capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. And we almost have to redouble our efforts and commitment to make certain that the number of people who can hold the world hostage based on potentially pushing the button is limited. And
well, especially when you know from the get go that they have terrorist beginnings and a terrorist DNA, like they have in Iran. I mean, what are we trying to do? We're fooling ourselves here. And I don't appreciate Barack Obama. I don't appreciate Joe Biden and the Democrats that tell us, oh, we're doing all this so that they won't go nuclear. But yet we hear about all these centrifuges. We hear about the deals being made that Vladimir Putin in Russia is working out a side hustle deal with Iran to get any excess of uranium and anything that they can use to develop more nuclear weaponry. That's going to go to them.
Yeah.
All in the name of supposedly, you know, making the world safer. How is that going to happen?
Well, it isn't. I mean, that's the truth. It isn't. And now that's one of the pieces of this that I don't think has gotten enough attention, and that is the fact that at the same time we're putting sanctions on Russia, at the same time, you know, we're waving our finger at Russia and saying, bad Putin, bad Putin. We have Russia on the other side, you know, in Iran being our go-between, being our intermediary between us and the mullahs. And, you know, that's, you don't get to disconnect reality based on geopolitical boundaries. Reality is reality. And if the Russians can't be trusted to not violate their neighbor's sovereignty and engage in brutal, destructive World War II kind of ground war that, you know, with absolutely no apparent targeting that's discriminate targeting the way we tend to, when we send a cruise missile, we'll spend $1 million to send a missile through a specific window in a specific building to kill specific people who are, or destroy specific equipment that's dangerous to either the world or to our military, or some way needs to be taken out. We don't blow up the whole city.
Right.
Okay? And we could, but we spend millions upon millions of dollars to avoid doing that because we have an ethos that we don't want to kill non-combatants. And Putin doesn't have that ethos. He has an ethos of, and most of the world, quite frankly, doesn't have that ethos. It is, you know, this is a uniquely American ethos. And it's Judeo-Christian, you know, ethos. And most of the world doesn't share that. The world's leaders don't share that. They tell by what they do their own populations. And it's and the fact that we've kind of tried to separate those worlds and say, oh, Putin's good. And when he's brokering a deal in Iran, he's bad when he's attacking Ukraine. You can't separate the two. And the problem is, we're now we're kind of stuck with an Iran that is, if it isn't nuclear, it will be shortly. It has at least mid-range missiles to hit targets as far away as Europe. And it will use a nuclear terror threat, much like, North Korea is attempting to use against its neighbors. And you get down to it, we cannot afford to have Iran nuclear. And the fact,
well, we can't.
And
we can't. Yeah. Right. No, the idea of collateral damage and being able to talk your way out of it. I mean, the problem is, like you say, there is an ethos about within the American psyche not to target, you know, citizens. And there have been mistakes. And currently, right now, Joe Biden is under criminal investigation by International Criminal Court for the death of those 7 young children and others in that Afghan drone strike. You know, his pinpoint accuracy and his way our military works, and that we are attempting to make sure the collateral damage doesn't happen and that the right target is targeted and taken out. I mean, this was a huge, huge error. And, of course, it seemed at the time that this was maybe just, a knee-jerk emotional response. And maybe too quick a response that unfortunately caused the lives of 7 young children and others. with that misguided drone strike. Unbelievable, Rick. But, you know, we have to admit to those things when we're wrong. And look, at if we're going to hold Putin accountable, then everybody needs to be accountable in a fair world, I would say. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Throughout the past year, we have clearly seen God at work through our partnership with Amakuku Evangeli in Zimbabwe. Even though many Zimbabweans identify as Christian, a large number of them struggle to differentiate between culture and religion. This makes it hard for them to break free from traditional African religious practices such as ancestral spirit worship and witchcraft. This is why the need for the Tide Ministry is still so great in Zimbabwe. We are trusting God to grow our outreach in that area and asking Him to help us equip Amakuku Evangeli with the right resources to continue sharing the gospel message and leading people into a committed relationship with Jesus. To read testimonies of Zimbabweans whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The one and only Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you got to explain something to me. What is going on with Mitt Romney? He votes no against Kavanaugh. And, oh, yeah, by the way, yes, Mitt Romney does have an R before his name. I don't know what that R stands for. That you can decide for yourself, but I don't think it stands for Republican or Republican principles. Anyway, he votes no on Kavanaugh, but yet he votes yes on Ketanji Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson. I see I'm doing what you do.
Sorry about that. I've just started going with KBJ, so I don't know.
I know, exactly.
It's easier. One of the challenges there, you know, people are talking about, you know, what's in Mitt Romney's head. Well, I really come to the conclusion that there's really a feedback loop in D.C. as a feedback loop of, you know, certain people who think they're the Bill Kristol crowd, okay? And they talk amongst one another, and they think that they are actually, you know, leaders, but they're actually people who are out in the wilderness and have been completely left behind by the entire world. But they cling to some kind of desire to have, to be important. And so they sit and they talk to each other and they, you know, they drink their cocktails and tell each other how wonderful and how brave each one of them is. And you have a Mitt Romney who fits into that feedback loop. A lot of people who are the most ardent Never Trumpers were Romney's, on Romney's presidential staff, and when he ran for president and somehow wasn't able to make Benghazi a big deal for the Democrats. But it was a, you know, you get down to it, and there's a feedback loop in Washington, D.C. that gives them attention points, attention dollars, and they think they're standing up in principle when, in fact, you know, if you can tell me how you can vote for somebody with the record of being criminally, just letting really, really disgusting bad people off with a slap on the wrist to then go off and recommit rapes. I can't fathom how you could allow that person to be on the Supreme Court. And yet Mitt Romney, you know, sits there and says, you know, look at me. I'm doing the right thing. Second thing is, he's a hedge fund guy. So where's his feedback loop there? His economic feedback loop is in the hedge fund community. And that's just a different world. So he's not representing Utah. He's representing Massachusetts. He's representing Wall Street. But he's certainly not representing Utah. And he's out of touch as a result.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, Rick. You bring up a good point. You know, what is Utah saying? I mean, are they up in arms over this guy? I mean, you know, they elected him senator. He was, you know, the homeboy coming, you know, the favorite son coming back home. And I don't see, all I see is disconnection between Mitt Romney and the citizens of Utah, unless I'm missing something.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting. There's a, you know, we have a prime, we're having a primary race in Utah with Mike Lee, who is the opposite of Mitt Romney. He's not a guy who kind of goes along, gets along at D.C. He does what he thinks is right and is truly, and there's some issues I would agree with Senator Lee on, but by and large, you know where he's at. He's a pretty libertarian guy. That's where he is. Mm-hmm. No philosophically where he's going to fit. And it's a, you know, like that or don't like that. And they're going to have a primary, and we're going to see if, because Romney's supporting somebody against Lee in the primary, and we'll see how they stand relative to one another during this primary. By everything I've heard from people in Utah who I know, and from polling in Utah, tells me that Romney is not in good political shape in the state. But you know what? He may not care, because he views himself as a national candidate. And, you know, he's probably going to be one of those guys who thinks he can run for president. I can run for president. You can run for president. Mm-hmm. Certainly Mitt Romney can run for president, but run for president credibly in 2024.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Well, he probably figures, well, if Kamala can get 3%, he could probably do better than 3%. And he probably could do better than 3%, but still, he's not going to be a serious candidate, without a doubt. That aside, former President Obama, number 44, made it to the White House. I guess the car just went into automatic pilot, and there he is, and telling Democrats, look, it, we got a great story to tell. You know, we're okay. Just tell your story. What story can the Democrats say? I mean, the border's wide open. We've got record numbers of people storming the border. Inflation right through the roof. We're no longer energy independent. We are, for all intent and purposes, we're in the middle of World War III, and Joe Biden, you know, has to take a nap.
Well, the story that they can tell, they'll take the opposite of everything that you just said. They, in their world, us not being energy independent anymore is good because they want to turn off fossil fuels and so-called fossil fuels. They're not really fossil fuels, but different story. They want to turn off fossil fuels. They want to become really dependent upon other forms of electricity generation. They don't mind shortages. They don't mind blackouts. They don't mind things that are destructive to our economic base because, after all, America has too much and the rest of the world doesn't have enough, and the only way you can create equity is by destroying America's economic base. So that's one of the things they actually aspire to do. Unemployment, quite honestly, they can have a decent story to tell unemployment. They've got unemployment at 3.6%. He's continued the Trump surge from the deaths of COVID. And, you know, the fact is it didn't happen as fast as it would have happened if Joe Biden had not gotten in the way with his policies. But we can talk about, you know, people who want a job can get a job right now. That's a positive thing. Now, the fact that his policies, and even Democrats are coming around to this point of view, his policies in terms of spending and all the extra COVID relief they did, has caused massive inflation. You know, the fact that he's made his being because of his energy policy, it's exacerbated that. The fact that we're likely to be in a recession before he comes up for election in 2024, and with a 98% degree of certainty that we will be in a recession by then, in that point, you know, those aren't things you're going to talk about. But people talk about energy independence, and this is kind of one of the things that people have to understand. It's not a flaw in the Biden plan. It's a feature of the Biden plan.
Yes.
Right. They want what's happening at the gas pump because they want you to be forced into either not driving or into using alternative vehicle forms. And essentially, and their policies to shove us all into electric vehicles, even if we don't have the ability to generate enough electricity to power those vehicles.
Yeah. Well, here's the party of choice, right? They're now blatantly limiting your choice, and they cannot get more than a third of the country to buy into the Green Deal. So the only way to do it is to compel people. And so they're taking full advantage of what Putin is doing. You want to blame Putin for, you know, the fuel shortage and everything like that. Thank God we've got leaders like Joe Biden that are leading us to the green land of no more fossil fuels, which is absurd. And look what it's costing us. I mean, we've got to buy a 60 in order to ante into Joe Biden's game. The ante is a $60,000 electric vehicle. Right.
Well, that's right. But they'll help subsidize it. Don't worry. The taxpayers will help subsidize it. And once again, I mean, in the world of the far West Coast and the far Northeast, these are positives. So, you know, just understand, it's viewed by some as being a positive. That's the 33% that still will look at him. But I think the most telling thing, because what Obama's doing is trying to shore up the Democrat base, trying to help Democrats win in November. But the most telling picture out of all that was Joe Biden standing there all by himself, looking lost as usual. And all of the people who were up there crowded around Obama. And, you know, been looking, you know, everybody's crowded around Obama. And the guy who was actually president of the United States was completely abandoned.
And
it's a visual that, quite honestly.
Well, it tells you everything you need to know, Rick Manning, and we got to leave it there. Thank you.
Tells you where the
and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is getting worse. Russia launched more airstrikes today on a city that's already been under siege for weeks. Officials in Mariupol say 160,000 residents are still trapped and have no power, heat, water, or medicine. Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Russia of war crimes and the United Nations' inability to do anything about it.
The UN Security Council exists, and security in the world doesn't, for anyone. This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
The Israeli government lost its majority in the Knesset today when the coalition whip from Prime Minister Bennett's Yemenah party announced she was joining the opposition. Bennett was clearly shaken up only hearing about the move in the media. USA Radio News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Morning to you all. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Jenny Beth Martin with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots section, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I appreciate what you had to write about the insanity of what is going on with this negotiations with Iran that, Barack Obama, remember, and Joe Biden's echoing the same thing. This is to keep Iran from going nuclear. But everything about the negotiations is they're going nuclear. It's just that they're not going nuclear, I guess, while they're president. And somehow that makes sense in their world.
It may make sense in their world, but it does not make sense in reality, and it does not make sense. It is certainly not in America's best interest. So we have to make sure we're doing all that we can to prevent that, and certainly not doing what Iran wants, which wouldn't prevent it, but it would actually empower, embolden, and enable them to be nuclear.
You know, I often say experience defines preference, right? So here we are, seeing what happens when you have a rogue nation, oh yeah, Russia, with nuclear power, and look what they're doing in devastating Ukraine and threatening Europe. Now, here we are. We're not learning any lessons from that, so we're going to say, oh, let's go ahead and let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and this is the same country that houses the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which has already been designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Square that circle up for me, if you would.
There's really nothing to, it's difficult to square, Bill, because, but here's the reality. President Biden has said since he first took office that he was going to do everything he could to reinstate the Iran deal. And I'm very thankful that Senator Cruz is doing everything he can to prevent that from happening. And I think that as we watch what's played out in Iran, I mean, not Iran, but in Russia and Ukraine over the last couple of months, it becomes even more important not to bend to Iran. Iran actually wants the negotiations with the United States to happen through Russia. I mean, that makes no sense at all. We have a president who just said he wants the leader of Russia no longer to be the leader of Russia. In what world are we negotiating with a country that we are issuing sanctions against? There's nothing about this that makes sense other than the fact that it happened during the Obama years and they want to reinstate what happened during the Obama years.
Is this one of the great stories that Obama was referencing, when he was telling the reporters that the Democrats have a great story to tell? How do you tell this story in light of the carnage that we're seeing on television with a rogue president, one who is that the international community is calling for military crime, charging him with military crimes, and all his military? I mean, the stories that we're hearing. I mean, this is why we hate war, because it gets out of control. Not only do people die, but people get abused. I mean, the reports of rapes and the abuse of children. You're seeing graves with. I mean, this just absolutely destroyed me, Jenny Beth. You're seeing graves with a child's arm sticking out the grave. It destroyed me. But this is the ugliness. This is the shame of war. And I'll tell you, I am very confused. I understand we don't want boots on the ground, but Zelensky says, look, give me the firepower. And my question is, where's the sense of urgency from this president to get him, the weapons that he needs? I mean, he keeps talking about, well, I just signed another, $500 million or a billion there. And I'm going, wait a minute. Back on March the 15th, you signed, approved by Congress, $14.1 billion of support for Ukraine, and I hear nothing. I hear bupkis. What happened to that $14.1 billion? I mean, is that in Hunter Biden's back pocket and he's negotiating some sort of, 10% for the big guy or something? What's going on here?
I can't answer those questions, Bill. I'm not sure of the answers to them. What I do know is this: when you have an administration that is controlled by leftists who largely and fundamentally don't think that the military is important and that military strength and might is not important, but wokeism in the military is important, then I think that that's the kind of leadership that we have in our country right now. I use the term leadership very loosely here, but those are the people who are making the decisions on how to help Ukraine or not help Ukraine. So perhaps there is a sense and a willingness of the American people and even people in the administration to help Ukraine, but they don't. Because they don't understand the importance of a strong military, I think the decisions and how they help are not what others who do respect the military, the kind of decisions mm-hmm. they would make. And I'm not in any way advocating or saying we need groups, troops on the ground over there. That's not what I hope that doesn't.
I'm not hearing. I mean. I'm not hearing that.
No. the money that you give, the way that you support Ukraine is going to be much different if you don't respect the strength of the military than it would be if you do respect the strength that a military can hold.
Well, the other thing, too, is there's different objectives. I mean, Ukraine wants to win. I'm not hearing that from Joe Biden about winning. All I'm hearing is in typical Democratic Party language is, well, this is a crisis. Let's not let this go to waste. What we can do is we can throttle back and put pressure on the American people when it comes to energy. Let them pay another dollar, $2. Let them feel the pain at the pump. Because then that's going to force them to do what we want them to do. And that is to go electric and to make that choice. We can't pass that in Congress. We're getting resistance there. So we're going to do it through the back door and we'll force the American people to do that. See, that agenda seems to be loud and clear coming from, as you said, this so-called leadership, which has nothing to do with Ukraine and saving lives and helping them win, is the way I see it. And I don't know if that's fair or unfair, but, you know, being former military, this is what makes sense to me, is that we're not clear on the objective of what we're trying to do with Ukraine, and the Democrats are using it for their party, principles and party objectives, and how dare they?
I think that is a really good analysis, Bill. And remember, it was after Russia invaded, immediately Ukraine responded and began to defend themselves. So after Russia invaded, Ukraine was responding and defending themselves. We have the president of the United States trying to get the Ukrainian president out of the country and essentially saying, just surrender and we will protect you. So, of course, our objectives are unclear because that's what they were saying to Ukraine.
Excellent point.
Immediately upon invasion. How can they be clear with those kind of initial, that kind of an initial response?
So the question follows is that given the same circumstance, would our president pack his bags and his kids and leave Dodge and leave us behind?
It certainly makes you wonder. But I think that the more important thing here then to begin the question is, how would he respond if China invaded Russia? How would he respond to a nuclear Iran that points his missiles at Israel? Is he going to tell Israel, well, just flee and the lives you lose or the invasion you suffer, then go ahead and deal with that? And the same for Taiwan. I mean, that is what I think I begin to question, because we are the United States of America, and I don't see any president ever just surrendering in that manner, but they may encourage others to surrender, and Chinese-controlled Taiwan would be harmful to
exactly
the world.
Got to leave it there.
None of our chips are made.
30-year mortgage in half.
Thank
the
you,
time.
Jenny Beth.
Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
He's the only one we can trust, clearly. You know, our trust is misplaced if we're counting on even our leaders, our founders, our founding fathers. James Madison said, you must question authority, and now more than ever. And the thing is, it's interesting, is that we're entering an era of government where government doesn't want to be questioned. You know, and it's buttressed by the cancel culture and those on the left that want to invalidate you for having any kind of opinion or thought about anything that has to do with our country, including our open borders. I mean, how can we sustain this illegal crossing of our southern border? And we have no idea who these people are. There's no qualification. And now they're talking about let's even open the doors further. And you've got the presidents of these countries to our south that are saying, stop inviting our people. We're losing our labor force as well. You're not doing us any favors by having our people travel thousands of miles to come there. And the only people that seem to be benefiting from it in any large instance are the cartels and the coyotes. I mean, this is becoming a multi-billion dollar business. And Joe Biden and the Democrats do not seem to care one iota. Chris Chmielewski is with us. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Chris, how absurd does this have to get? I mean, can we handle any more insanity at the southern border? I mean, all reason. It just seems whether we're talking energy, anything that the Democrats are touching, even though the former president says, well, we have a great story to tell. You know, people just need to tell the story. Well, how do you put a silk purse on the sow's ear of what's happening in the border?
Yeah. And it's about to get a whole lot worse. You know, the Biden administration isn't exactly enforcing immigration laws, as we all know. there's virtually zero interior enforcement, and they're letting all these people in across the border illegally.
But let me ask you this real quick. Yeah. Why? Why is he doing this?
That's their policy position. I mean, I don't want to say it's open borders because they do want an immigration system, but they want a very, very loose immigration system that just allows in millions and millions and millions of people every single year. Biden did release an immigration plan just before he was inaugurated into the presidency. They figure, all right, well, if we can't get what we want legislatively, we'll just do it through our actions. We're just going to order the Department of Homeland Security not to enforce immigration laws. But having said that, they have removed some of these 3 million illegal border crossers that we've seen over the last 15 months through Title 42, which of course is the CDC declaration anyone coming into the country could pose a risk to public health because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the Biden administration is going to end that. So the only mechanism that the Biden administration has used to keep people out of the country, they're going to get rid of. So now they no longer have an excuse to their own folks, the folks on the far, far left who want everybody to be able to come. They no longer have Title 42 to use as an excuse. So in the next couple of weeks, they're going to roll back Title 42 and say, you cross the border illegally, we'll give you a notice to appear and release you into the interior of the country.
And we already know that 80% of them, aren't going to go for their hearing. And so they're going to continue to stay in the shadows until, the Democrats again play the card of of liberty for them and let them be exonerated, right?
Yeah.
One more time.
This is one of those other ironic, hilarious. You can't write this. Hollywood couldn't write this. So the Biden administration is saying, no, we don't need to detain the people who cross the border illegally. We'll just give them a notice to appear because these are good people. And we're using alternatives to detention. We're working with non-government entities who will track these people, and they'll show up for their court dates. Well, what did Immigration and Customs Enforcement announce yesterday? They're sending ICE officers into the field to try to find all those people that they released who didn't show up for their court dates. Shocking.
Yeah. Well, so why do we even have an immigration plan at all? I mean, we're down. I mean, we generally before all this, before Biden, there was roughly about a million plus or minus of legal immigrants coming to the country that paid their own freight, did the right thing, and came in. And last year, I think it was less than a half million. So why even have an immigration policy at all if you're going to do this? I mean, why even bother to go through the immigration process and tell people, well, you got to worry about having a sponsor and paying your own freight? Because the entry gate now into the United States is the southern border. Just come on through. We already have over 160 nations, I believe, at last count when you and I talked. Over 160 nations that are represented that are coming through the border. So it's not just all Mexico. I mean, even people right now from Ukraine are coming through the southern border because it's easier for them to come in that way than to come in through legal channels, right?
Yeah. And for a while, we were requiring U.S. citizens who are outside of the country to test, have a negative COVID test before they were allowed back into the country. But we're just letting anybody who wants to cross the border illegally. So it's just completely ridiculous. But, to hit on your point, I agree. Why even have an immigration policy? Basically, the immigration policy of the Biden administration is whoever can get here can stay. Now they have this proposed rule that they're trying to finalize that'll make it even worse, because essentially what they're going to do is they're going to give all of these illegal border crossers asylum, which means they all get green cards and a path to U.S. citizenship within about a year's time. So it's only going to just make matters even worse. And the numbers that we've already seen flooding the southern border, I mean, that's just going to intensify once you roll back Title 42 and if they actually enact this asylum.
It could be three times as bad. There's no doubt. Yeah. They're already projecting numbers, 18,000, 20,000, coming through. I mean, and right now we're about, what, seven? Is it 7,000? Seven? Is it a day or a month or a week? How many? What is the number right now? Somewhere around 7,000. But I get lost with all these numbers.
A day, since we're close to 200,000 per month.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So yes, exactly. So 7,000.
Right.
See, this is what is so overwhelming. Then meanwhile, they're going in and they're busting them into a process center, and you know, putting them on, you know, this parole idea concept that they're not going to honor. And so, you know, the thing is, you know, to your earlier point, and I hope people are understanding what's going on. See, the Democrats cannot pass legislation and do this legally. So they impose their will at the expense of our Constitution and law and order. They are obliterating the whole concept of law and order, and lawlessness is on the horizon for all of America. The border people are seeing this. I mean, ranchers are there. We got people coming through. They're knocking on my door. You know, they're stealing from us. I mean, it's amazing that you haven't had an all out, I don't know. You could call it a defined DMZ zone between the border and these ranchers, because the ranchers are going to start defending their property in a way, and they might have to, you know, defend it in ways radical that, you know, our country should be doing for them. And what they're going to end up fighting against are the cartels that are making billions of dollars. This does not bode well down the road, Chris. I mean, and the people there on the border, these farmers and these residents of these border towns will tell you firsthand that this is serious. And it is moving into the interior, and Biden could care less. He just gets these people and ships them in at the dark of night into the interior of the homeland. We have no idea who they are, what infections they may have, what ties to the cartel or gangs that they may have. They haven't been vetted whatsoever, because now they say, well, you know, we don't have the database for what kind of crimes they may have perpetrated in their own home country. So we have limited resources to vet them. Oh, so now we're just going to give them a free pass into the interior country and endanger our own citizens. That somehow makes sense. But this is the Democratic Party for you. This is Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. You've got to put it right at their feet. And how dare you? This is what you continue. And I say for people who continue to vote these knuckleheads into office, they are destroying our country. They're destroying your way of life. So then when it all happens and goes to hell in a handbasket, don't cry for me, Argentina, because you did it.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, even polls of Democratic voters are showing serious concern over not just what's happening with the immigration situation, but law enforcement across the entire country. They're deeply concerned about rising crime. Now, they're frustrated because the Biden administration hasn't passed many of its priorities, like Build Back Better plan and things like that. But this is one of their key priorities, and you know,
they don't have to pass it. They don't have to pass it. They're forcing it right now. I mean, they're forcing everybody to go green because they're choking off our ability to get oil and to get it, you know, get gas at a reasonable price. They could care less. I mean, this is all fitting into their agenda. And meanwhile, at the expense of Ukrainians and them, you know, and that country and citizens getting slaughtered. How dare the Democratic Party utilize the pain and suffering of Ukraine in order to force this Green Deal? That's what it comes down. That's a big exchange. The Ukrainians' lives and the new Green Deal. How do you like that, AOC?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting next day, especially as we approach the summer months with what happens.
It's all
border.
This is all your fault. This is all your fault, Chris Chmielewski. You revved me up. You wound me up. And this is what you get. Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. He's here with the facts, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to us to do something about it. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. GCN.